Blog Talk Radio.
Brothers and my sisters, and welcome to the PRF table. This is your host, Dr. Nate Dunlap. Also sitting here at the table is Mama, also known as Marianne Williams, or Marianne Williams, also known as Mama. Mama, how are you doing this evening?
I am doing fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Y'all had a good time last week on the show. I listened to the archive, and y'all were just going in pressing. And so what we want to do tonight, we want to make sure that we're continuing on with what y'all have continued on with on last week, and we want to finish strong tonight as we close out this series for the month of January, Receiving Your Financial Healing. So this is the finale. I believe that we're going to be joined by Pastor Carmichael at some point during the show. Let me just be honest with everybody who's listening. It takes, it's a lot for a pastor who is doing what Pastor Carmichael is doing day in and day out, and to commit to this show for you, not for me, because I have his number. We can talk anytime. But he's not doing this for me. He's doing this for you. And when I say you, we're talking about God's children, God's people, not just Christians, but all who God has created so that his people can receive all that God is trying to give to them. Whether you acknowledge him or not, that's the beauty of it, because God's grace doesn't have nothing to do with us. It has everything to do with him and what he wants to do. And so I'm grateful that Pastor Carmichael has been with us on these 3 weeks and just poured of himself into you, the listeners of the PRF table. So for that, we are definitely forever grateful. Mama, let me just tell you, last week y'all were pressing in. I said, what in the world? I said, maybe I need to not be on the show a little bit more often, because sometimes when I'm here, y'all act like y'all shy and everything, but I know that God is doing something in you and has many things for y'all to communicate to the people. And so what I want to do is just get into the show tonight. We're talking about receiving your financial healing. This is the finale. This is part four of this January 2016 series. And so many things have been happening. I have actually posted something for those who are friends with me on Facebook. But I've actually posted something on Facebook. And I know, Mama, you're not on Facebook. But what it was, or what it is several pictures of me, and I don't usually do this, and let me just read to you what I posted. Testimony, I have that in all capital letters, and then a colon, then it says, one thing about being a mouthpiece for the Lord is that we often have to go through the things that we are encouraging other people in. God has had me dealing with healing, not just on the PRF table, but in several places that I've been ministering going on for 2 months now. Not only did God reveal that healing was the word God needed his people to hear back then, he has taken me through it. And so as I've been encouraging and declaring to people of all walks of life that healing is a process, be it possessions, be it resources, be it finances, I know firsthand that this is true. More than that, I can tell you that there is some things that we must do if we want God's healing. Hashtag PRF. Then I said, FYI, what you see here is only one step of this faith journey. I'm fine and God is good. Now let me just share for the listeners what you're not able to see. I have four pictures posted here, Mama. One of them shows me with a blood pressure cup around my arm, something on my finger, shows all my muscles and my biceps because I got a nice little tank top on, and sitting on this hospital bed. And then the other one shows me laying down in the hospital bed, and it shows a nurse doing something. And then the next picture shows me laying in the hospital bed, just straight knocked out with one of those nice fancy gowns on. And then the last picture shows me with my eyes open, cracking a little bit of a smile, eyes open but just a little bit, and the caption that I put on that picture was still smiling. Let me tell you why I said all of this. I said all this because I know that even though I'm Dr. Dunlap, Minister Dunlap, Reverend Dunlap, Nate, JR, whatever title or name you want to attach to me or you know me by, we here at the PRF table are just like the people who we're ministering to a lot of times. We're going through some of the same things that we're talking about to you or have gone through. And I had to put that out there. I know some who are listening right now have seen the pictures. But I had to put that out there because it says something when you're able to go through a process of healing, give God the glory, and still tell people what was going on in between. See, there's something about being honest and open and transparent with folks. Now, for me personally, everybody who is friends with me on Facebook is not really my friend. Maybe just an acquaintance. Some people are family members. Some folks I'm not going to bring all into my business. But I had to put that testimony out there because people need to know. And God showed me something when I did that. A lot of people have responded because they saw the picture, but a lot of people didn't respond of what I wrote. Hear me, Mama.
Yes, I'm listening.
The picture said one thing, but what I wrote, what I spoke, said another. And I thought it was really, really interesting how when I look at this, and again, this is not about me, but there's like 120 people that have liked that those pictures. And when I scroll down the comments, a lot of people have looked at these comments and giving me their well wishes and all of this. And I promise you, I am grateful because over these last 2 months, Mama Nate has been going through some medical things that everybody didn't know about. And so for some people, seeing the picture comes as a shock. I got some phone calls, and with these phone calls that I received yesterday, because I did this after I got out of after I had the procedure, these pictures, in one respect, opened up an opportunity for dialogue with some people because of certain things they were going through in their life. Why am I saying all that? I'm saying all that because we really don't understand a lot of times what God is doing when God is doing a healing thing for people. If I never would have posted those pictures, nobody would have ever known what I was actually going through.
Right.
And most people still don't know what I was going through. They just know, hey, something was going on. Somebody said something about, you know, they know I don't like hospitals. And I said, yeah, many doctors don't like hospitals, especially being in one. And so, again, I'm saying all that to say I really want folks to grasp this whole concept that we have been teaching on and trying to communicate to people that healing is not the same as a miracle. It's not the same as a miracle. And what I put in this post was for people to think about the faith piece, Mama.
Yes.
Because if you're not willing to, and I'm talking to the listeners now, if you're not willing to put your faith into action, then you may not be trying to embrace this whole notion of a healing, but really just looking for a miracle. And we're talking about receiving financial healing, and at the same time we're dealing with a physical thing as well. And I had an opportunity over the last couple of weeks to minister at a place in Columbus, Georgia, where people are going through things, where people are hurting, where people need help. No, I'm not talking about the church. I'm not talking about your church. I'm talking about a place that is strictly designed to help people that may have offended somebody. But this place that I'm talking about is designed strictly to help people. And that's their mission. That's their purpose. And I had a couple of experiences, and I want to bring Brother Parks in just for a moment, because after talking with these men and women a couple of weeks ago, God really started showing me something. That if we don't deal with the real, we're really doing nothing but being fake. And I think I told y'all last year that I had to be really bold with some things coming up last year. So I got to do the same thing with what we're talking about this year. I don't know about you, Mama, but I'm really not tired, but it weighs on you when you have a heart for people and you see so many people out here struggling. And I'm bringing it to finance now. So many people struggling financially. And I just pray, I'm like, Lord, will you just send them to the table? Because I know what you're giving us to give to them, it works. And if it's not to the table, Lord, send them somewhere where people are going to actually help them, not ask them to keep giving when they're already struggling to give.
Amen.
Not asking people to give when they don't have it to give and they know it and God knows it, but spirit of manipulation is running rampant. And when I let me do this. This whole show is just going to be just totally different tonight. Brother Parks, are you with us?
Can you? Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, we can hear
can
you.
Hear
thank
me?
You, bro. We can hear you good. One of the things, this is kind of a last minute thing, but this is just where my spirit was before we started the show. I'll share with people what you are right now. And for those of you who don't know Brother Parks is one of the board members for the PRF Teaching Ministry, and he's been a guest on this show on several occasions, and this brother is the real deal. Now, back in, I think, about 2 weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago, January 13th, the Lord gave me this opportunity to share the love of Christ with this place, which is known to be a shelter. Is known for taking in the least of these. And these men and women, some of them have children that are there with them, and they're in need of our continued prayers. And what I told them was, I'm going to mute somebody, but what I told them was I would turn their petitions over to God, and I would also turn those petitions over to those that are connected with the PRF Teaching Ministry that could stand in the gap, that would stand with them. And I didn't ask for none of their names, because all that we really need to know were that they are just hungry for God to bring healing into their lives. That's it. And we've been dealing with receiving your financial healing. And we know we've been talking from John chapter 5. We know we were talking from Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 and 8. But there were some women in attendance that really, really needed some things. They needed God to do some things. They wanted God to do some things. And there's also some men. And I had the opportunity to go back on the 20th of January. And this time, the women weren't there. It was just the men. And so now we have a whole different group. We have a whole different audience. And this is what I wanted to do. I really just wanted to share some of these prayer requests that have been lifted up by these people, because I'm so past the point, and I know everybody else on with PRF is, we're so past the point of the superficial things. See, when somebody's asking God for some things, when they're asking God to heal them in their life, and then you get approached, What happens the next time you run into that person? What happens when God has not totally manifested that healing, Brother Parks? And then they say, have you been praying for me? I don't want the opportunity to go by without all of y'all who are out there listening to hear what these men are saying, to hear what their petitions are. And the reason I'm going to read these is I'm going to ask Brother Parks to, I'm not even going to do like they do in church and say a quick prayer, but whatever prayer is on your heart, bro, if you will be so kind to just pray for these requests of these men. And however we get back to the show, really we're not moved away from the show, but whatever we get to after this, we'll get to after this. But I want y'all to listen to what some men have been saying. I asked everybody the question, what is it that you want God to do for you? And again, we're still dealing with this whole notion of receiving your financial healing. One person says, a job, more happiness than I'm experiencing now, and my own place to live, to be with my family more. Another person said, help me find the music ministry he's called me to be a part of. Another said, a job, my own house, and to be a better person. Another said, all that God can give. Another said, I want an all-powerful love from God that exceeds all boundaries and fulfill my dreams and passion. Another said, to be a better person in finances. Another person said, salvation. Another person said, to teach his word to those he wants me to marry again and have what is needed to take care of her and my daughter. Another said, I will be sharing more with those on the team. That's what I told them. And I told them again, we'll be lifting these up. And I can tell you, brothers and sisters, these prayer warriors that we have connected to PRF that are part of this team have been doing that. But, Brother Parks, I will give you an opportunity if there's a comment that you want to make and if you just want to pray for them. I just wanted to give you that opportunity because I think there's something that needs to happen tonight.
Amen. Amen. I just want to first say good evening to everyone, all the PRF board members and hosts and to Dr. Dunlap. Just want to say praise God for all that you all are doing for this table, for what God has set forth in the earth. And just want to say to the people that are listening that it's not by coincidence that you're here tonight. Dr. Dunlap had lifted up John 5 about the man that was at the pool. And I just want to say before we start to pray, that healing is in the show tonight. There's healing here tonight. Whatever
Amen.
You're dealing with, whatever situation that you're going through right now, there's nothing too hard for God to do for you. But you got to want the healing. You truly have to want the healing. And God wants you to have the healing that he desires for you to have. He knows your every need. Amen.
Yeah.
And so that's
yeah.
one of the things I just want to lift up in prayer tonight, that we're in position to hear God and that we are seeking God and chasing after God and say, Lord, there's this area in my life or sickness or in finances or in marriages, in relationships with family members and friends, church situations that needs a healing, and we're seeking after that healing right now. Amen?
That's all. Amen.
Father, let's pray. Father, we just honor you tonight. We thank you for a marvelous day. We thank you for all that you had in store for us today, Lord. And we just lift our hands, oh God, and we say thank you, Lord, for all the many blessings that you bestowed upon us. You are God and God alone. There's no one like you. You are the creator of heaven, the heavens and the earth, oh God. So, Lord, it all belongs to you, oh God. So, Lord, we thank you right now that as it was in Genesis 1, you blew the breath of life into man. Lord, as you blew the breath of life into man, you also blew in healing in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you right now that when you blew it into man then, you blew it into us now, and we receive our healing right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you right now that as this prayer goes forth, oh God, that everybody by the sound of my voice right now, I declare and decree that their healing is taking place right now. I thank you, Lord, that their minds are open, that their ears are open, their hearts are open, that their spirit man is open to receive right now in the name of Jesus. No matter how great or how small or how great the situation may be, oh God, nothing is too hard for God. Everything belongs to God, so there's nothing too hard for him. It all belongs to him anyway. So, Lord, we thank you that we belong to you, oh God. You created us, oh God, for your great pleasure, oh God. You created us to worship you in spirit and in truth. So, Father, tonight, as these men, every name that was lifted up in this prayer, every name that was lifted up in those emails, oh God, all the emails that have come to the table thus far, Lord, we thank you right now that the healing is already taking place, that the people were in position to receive their healing, oh God. We thank you right now that the healing is just the beginning of all the blessings that you have in store for us tonight, oh God. We thank you right now that this day has not ended, the 11th hour has not struck. But God, I thank you right now that people are healed and set free. Minds are being set free. Bondages, oh God, chains are being broken right now. The traditions of men have been broken right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we thank you for the blood of Jesus, oh God. Jesus died on Calvary for our sins, oh God. We cast all our sins. We cast all our weights and sins that easily beset us, oh God. We thank you right now that we can give this weight to you, oh God. Lord, you told us that we could just give it all to you, or that the burdens are light, oh God. We thank you for light burdens, oh God. Lord, I thank you right now as we lift up all the people that have been ministered to by the PRF table, oh God, and Dr. Dunlap and all the others on this table, oh God. I thank you for the prayer warriors on this team, oh God, that we catch each other in the spirit right now, oh God. Lord, we deal with each other in situations, oh God. We deal with the people in situations, oh God, that we declare their healing right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. And so, Lord, as this prayer goes forth, oh God, we thank you right now that it goes forth in power, in the power of the Holy Spirit. We thank you right now that it goes forth in power right now, that not only the people that are hearing this prayer, oh God, not only the people that are hearing the deliverance, oh God, but their family members are set free. Their family members are made whole. Their co-workers are made whole on the job, oh God. The children are made whole in the schools, oh God. The people are made whole in the communities, oh God. The government, the men and women that sit on the government, oh God, they're made whole right now in the name of Jesus, oh Lord. And I thank you, Lord, right now for people that have a mind to serve you, oh God, and serve you only. And it's in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir. God, we praise your name. We thank you, Lord.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Mm.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Father, we just thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name.
Yes.
We bless your name, God. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Burdens are being lifted. Hallelujah. Burdens are being lifted right now. Chains are being broken right now, God. We thank you. We give you praise and glory, God. We worship you, O God. We worship you, O God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We thank you. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you right now. Thank you right now, Lord. Yes, take advantage of this moment, people. Take advantage of this moment right now. Take advantage right now. God is speaking right now. God is speaking right now to his people. He's speaking right now to his people. He's speaking right now. He's speaking right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Situations are being turned right now in the name of Jesus. Situations are being turned. Situations are being turned. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that the people, hallelujah, they get one report, but God, you got the ultimate report. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for your report. I thank you, Lord, for your report right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Receive it. Receive it now. Receive it. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Mm. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Mm. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, Lord. We praise your name, Lord. We praise your name. We praise your name. Yes, indeed. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you for, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for deliverance, Lord. Thank you. Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. All right. All right. It is so.
Hallelujah.
It is so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is, I won't even say unusual. All I'm going to say is this is what was just needed.
Wow. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
I'm about to say something, and I just want the people to hear me. And not just hear me, hear my voice, not my voice, hear the voice of God. God gave a scripture to Solomon. And those of us who know anything about Solomon, King Solomon, he was who God said would be the greatest king, wisest king to ever live on this earth. And when we started off this year, and God gave this to us, gave this to me back last year as we was preparing for the new year, what direction God wanted us to go with PRF, not just the table, because the table is just one part. And what God showed me that this is your year of receiving. And if you caught what Brother Parks was saying in the spirit, he talked about positioning. He talked about you receiving it. And the scripture that God gave us, which we're going to carry it all through this year, is 1 Kings chapter 3. And that is the historical account of when God came to Solomon and said, what is it that you want? Ask me. And Solomon didn't ask for riches. He didn't ask for gold. He didn't ask for concubines. He just asked for an understanding heart so that he can govern the people the right way, make sound decisions between right and wrong. And God replied, I'm going to give you what you asked for, and I'm going to give you more than what you asked for. That's what God said. And so I don't say that people can ask God for an understanding heart with the underlying motive to get riches and gold. But I say it because we have to operate by wisdom this year. There's people out here that need, some of you who are listening, that need to make certain decisions in your life. There's certain things that you need to let go. There's certain things you've been laying down on, like that mat in the book of John chapter 5, that you've been comfortable on that mat for 38 years or 5 or 6 or 3 weeks. And Jesus saying, get up, pick that thing up, and walk that thing out. But it's only going to happen, hear me when I say it, it's only going to happen with the wisdom of God. Not what Brother Dunlap says. Not what Brother Spark says. Not what Adia says. It is not what we say. It's what is God saying. And I'm telling you, if you don't get positioned, if you decide to give up your position, how in the world are you going to be able to be there to receive what God is trying to give to you? There was something that God said. He said, you didn't ask for wealth. You didn't ask for stuff for yourself. Nor did you ask for that your enemies be killed. But you said you want justice to be administered. And I like what God says. I'm going to do what you ask. I'm going to give you that wise and discerning heart so that there will never be anyone like you, nor will there ever be. And I'm going to give you what you haven't asked for, both riches and honor, so that in your lifetime you will have no equal among kings. So nobody, what God has for you is what he has for you. Nobody can take that away. It's yours. So why in the world would you not want this to accept this as your year of receiving?
That's right.
Whether it's going to school, whether it's seeking out a new job, whether it's letting a joker go or a jokette that you know you ain't got no business dealing with, that don't mean any good for you. And I can't do anything more then make sure that we're just listening to the Spirit of God. I don't care about ratings. I do a little bit. But in the big scheme of things, if there's 10 people that's listening right now, and those 10 people, those of you 10 people who are listening got needs and you want God to do something for you, and this is what you needed, with somebody to be praying for you, so be it, bro. So be it.
Amen.
So be it. Let me, Brother Parks, if you have to go, that will be fine. If you want to stay around and mute yourself and then unmute yourself when you got something to come back in, that'll be fine too. I don't want to go forward and not read two more from the men because I don't want those to be omitted. I know God knows what they've asked for, but I want to say it publicly. Another guy who I met last week, asked the same question. He said, I want a steady paying good job. He didn't just say, I want a job, a steady good paying job, a place for me and my daughter, a grant for my nonprofit business, for God to use me, help me be the best dad I could be for my daughter, help me to be humble and see other people's side who commit bad acts against me, to be more forgiving. Another brother said, I want God to give me the job that I need to help myself and to help others. I would love to work with a company inside work. I'm not going to expound on all of these, but there's something about those last two. Because to say I want to be humble and see other people's side who commit bad acts against me, do you know how much God can work with that? And his other brother said, I want a job not just for myself, but for others. I thank you, God, that those two were always and also included in the prayer my brother Parks has said. Where do we go from here? Let's include the women. And Mama,
yes.
If your heart is ready, let me read to those of you who are listening what the women said. And if you are inclined to pray, if the Spirit is leading you,
okay.
By all means, there are several women. And one lady says to the question, what is it that you want God to do for you? peace, forgiveness, strength, understanding. Help to exercise all above in myself. A spirit-filled, good, providing, loving husband. A great job and stability in that job, as well as my own home. My brother to be saved. Most importantly, my son to be saved. To heal my thyroid disease. Help my breathing, strength, and want to do it with a strong desire to quit smoking. Another says, I like for God to help me get through my divorce and allow me to see my daughter and control my temper. Another said, a blessing. Another said, stability. Another said, peace, wisdom, knowledge. How to trust and forgive. Another says, peace, love, and unity. Another says, for him to help me become the person he wants me to be. For him to forgive me for all the wrong I have done throughout my life. And to lead me on the right path. And help me stay on the right path. Because that's the only way I know that God will bless me and give me whatever I ask of him. Another says, love of a vision and shelter for me and my son, and kind-hearted people and a loving family life. These are prayers from women. These are prayers from our sisters. So how do we not take the time to lift up these prayers? See, this PRF table is not just about us coming on the air every Thursday at 8 p.m. and talking about stuff. It's about transformation, more particularly conflict transformation. And sometimes that conflict is from within. And so we have to take the time to deal with that. And if we don't do it with the Spirit of God, then all we're doing is being like, let me stop. Mama?
Yes. Father God, we come before your throne now with praise and thanksgiving, Father God. First of all, Father God, we're asking you, we repent to you for any sins that we have committed because we know that we sinned against you, and we are asking you to forgive us for the sins that we have committed, Father God, and I thank you for this opportunity, God, for us to be able to come together here and be for real with you because you are the only one, God, that we have. You are our hope, God, and the women... We women were reaching out to you, Father God, because we are hurting, God. We have needs. And I thank you, God, that how you touch their hearts, God, to know that you are the one that we are to put our trust in. And you told us that if we trust you with all our heart, that you would acknowledge us in all our ways, God. You tell us not to lean upon our own understanding, and that you shall direct our steps, God, because you know what we need. As these women are crying out to you, Father God, I hear that you just want peace in their life, God. They just want to have a place to stay, to raise their children. They just want basic things, God. And you said that you would supply our needs. And you said if we commit our ways to you, then you shall give us the desires of our heart. But here I don't hear them requesting nothing but basic needs, God. And I thank and praise you, God, for how you have allowed them, Father God, to go on ahead and meet their challenge, God. Hallelujah. They're not backing away, and they know who to come to, Father God. That's you. Oh, we thank and praise you today, Lord. We just glorify you today because you are so worthy to be praised, God. Oh, I thank you for your word, God, because your word is true. Hallelujah. 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 Your word is true. Hallelujah. And we, as we that are stronger, you said to pray for those that are weaker, God. And so those of us that are stronger are to stand. You know, examine ourselves, God, so we will be acceptable in your sight, God, so you will answer our requests. And that we that are stronger at this moment will be able to help other others that have a need, God. Oh, I just thank you tonight. I thank you what you're doing in their lives, God. I thank you, God, how you touch their heart, God. I thank you, Father God, how the mothers are wanting the, you know, to be mothers, God, and how the fathers wanting to be fathers, God. And even though they're getting a divorce, they still want to be in their children's life. God, I thank you for that, God. I thank you, God, for just keeping them with a sound mind, God. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, God. We thank you so much, God. We are grateful for everything you've done, God. And even though we're going through and they're going through their trials and their tribulations, God, they will learn, God. This is a learning tool for them, God. And as and when you have delivered them from their trials that they're going through, they'll be able to bless others. And they can look at them and say, I know that God did this for you, God. So, God, I just thank you, God, that we are to share, God. We thank you, Father God, for how you're making sure they have food on the table, how they're being fed, God, how they're being loved, God. Because love is the greatest gift of all, God. And when we love someone, we are to share. We want better for them, God. Hallelujah, with no conditions, not what they can do for me or whatever, or for us. But, God, I want you to help because, Jesus, you asked people what they wanted. It didn't matter what status they were in. You says, what can I do for you? Hallelujah. It doesn't get any better than that, God, because you said you don't have, you don't think no evil of us, God. You have an expected plan for us. And at the end, God, you just have your arms out, God. Hallelujah. Just waiting for us to run into it, God. And this is what I see, God. These people that here that are requesting prayer, they're running to you, Lord Jesus. Oh, and I thank you, God, for receiving them with open arms, God. Hallelujah. Letting them know. Just give them a sign, God, to let them know, I hear you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I thank you, God, because you are the true living God. You are the God of God. You are the kings of kings. Hallelujah. There is no other God besides you. And I thank you that you are living God. Hallelujah. And you are true to your word, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So, God, I just lift them all up to you. Put them in your bosom, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Father, for you holding them, Lord God, spiritually, God. Oh, we thank you for this this ministry here, Lord Jesus. So we had an opportunity here to lift their names up, God. Oh, Jesus, you're so good to us. You are such a good God, and we thank you, and we thank you, and we are so grateful, God, for everything that you have done for us, what you didn't allow the enemy to do to us, and for the future that you have for us. You have plans for us. You have a good expected end for all of us. And, God, I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, we pray, amen and amen. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Oh, we praise you tonight. You're worthy of all the praise, God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, you said the praises go up and the blessings come down. Oh, we praise you. Hallelujah. We lift up our hands to you, and we praise you, God. Oh, hallelujah. You're worthy of all the praise, God. Oh, we thank you for tonight, God. We feel your presence. You say, where there is two, you are in the midst, God. Oh, thank you, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for your anointing and just touching us. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise you for it, God, and we honor you, and we reverence you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. There is no other God. God, we thank you, Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus, you shed the blood for our sins. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for just loving us unconditional. Thank you, Jesus, for your grace. Thank you, Jesus, for your mercy. Thank you, Jesus, for your kindness, God. Thank you, God, for your understanding, God. Thank you, Jesus, that you don't think anything evil of us. Thank you, Jesus, how you forgive us for our sins, and you say you don't remember it no more. Oh, it's a mighty God that we serve. Thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.
Amen. Amen. I agree.
Amen.
I agree. I agree.
Amen.
I'm going to let Mama get some water, but we have a caller that is on the line calling from Kentucky. I don't think they pressed one to make a comment. I promise you. I don't think that's what it was. Listen, it's 8:45. What we're dealing with tonight is receiving your financial healing. What I've talked to you all about over these last couple weeks and the rest of us here on this show is that a healing is not a miracle. If you want a miracle, ask for a miracle. But if you want God to heal you, then you got to be willing to go through the process. I have been going through a process for the last 2+ months. Sometimes it doesn't feel good. Sometimes we don't want to go through those particular steps. But everything is about faith. Everything is about faith. We have somebody that wants to speak. Last 4-4-9-9-7, calling from Albany, Georgia. Welcome to the PRF table.
Thank you. I'm on the line just to say thank you, man of God, for your obedience to the Spirit. And the reason why you have to know this, I'm not saying you need confirmation, but I have to say that the Holy Spirit, the anointing, God Himself, the living God, is with you. And it's with PRL. That I know for sure. Because just what I say, not only 2-3 hours ago, where I had to just have someone show up at my house because of the warfare, because of the attack that I've been receiving all week long on my job. And I just had a conversation with someone because, yes, I am a prayer warrior. Yes, I am a leader. Yes, I do a lot for family and friends. And sometimes I'm the backbone of my family. But I just asked the question, do anybody see me? I have been the raptor for so many other people. But do anybody see me? Yes, I know who my God is. But we all come to a time in our journey where we need somebody to help us carry our cross. So I thank you, man of God, because this right here tonight is not only you declaring and decreeing life in the Spirit, that we're lifting up the people, prayer requests, and we believe in God to move for them because He will, that He will make every crooked place straight. But this also is strength, because there is strength in unity. There is power in agreement. This is also a lifeline. You are resuscitating the heart of ministry right now. You are giving strength even to His prayer warriors right now. So I know this is about healing, and I just want to say thank you again for your obedience. Thank you to the PRF team who stepped up to the plate to carry the load. I appreciate it. I love you guys, and I will keep you all lifted as well. So keep doing what you're doing, I just want to encourage you and say thank you for your obedience. Obedience is better than sacrifice.
Yes, sir.
Remember that. Be blessed.
Amen.
My sister, we thank you. Brother Park said something to me maybe last week. I know it's something that's been said. I know definitely today. And I believe if I get it right, he said that this is an unusual year. I think that's what he said. This is an unusual year, or will be an unusual year.
No, you said it right the first time.
Is an unusual year. Okay, all right.
Yes. Because you remember, go ahead.
Things are happening. God is doing some things right now. And all I want, I'm so full right now because all I want people to do, man, is just to receive it. Just receive it. Just receive it. God says something in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. He talked about my people. He didn't talk about nobody else. And when you read the verse, it may say "and" as it starts off, or it may say "then." But in my translation, New Living Translation, it says "then." And then it starts off with a two-letter word that's so powerful, that controls so many people's destinies. If two letters, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will, that's his promise, I will hear from heaven, I will forgive their sins and restore their land. The King James, I believe, says, and heal their land. And I mentioned something earlier that word then means there's something that was said or done prior to leading up to this right now. That word if, it indicates a choice. It's up to you whether you're going to do it or not. Those two words of my people, that's not everybody. That word will, it speaks to a condition of the actions that you choose to take. If you do those other things, then he will. In another word, it's not deep, y'all. The word and. There's not just one thing that God is going to do. He said he's going to do several things. He will hear from heaven. He will forgive their sins. And he will restore their land. And when we talk about restoration, we're talking about a healing by the way of a process. The only people that need to get it is the ones that's ready to get it. We cannot worry about or even waste time and energy on those who don't want to get it. Not that we don't love them, not that we don't have concern for them, not that we don't continue to pray for them, not that we don't care for them. But as of right now, what God is ready to do in your life, I can't do it for you. I can bring you $1,000 to your house. If you don't answer the door, you ain't going to never get it. So whether it's financial, whether it's spiritual, whether it's emotional, whatever it is, that God has waiting for you, I'm telling you, people, just receive it. Bro Parks, I may have cut you off, my brother, but go ahead.
Yes, sir. Yeah, you were right the first time you and I talked, and I had mentioned that to you that, and I shared this with the men's ministry at church, that when we as a people, God's people,
yes, sir,
had purposed in our minds to step over into the new year, to cross over into the new, not just the new year, but the new thing that God is doing in the lives of his people. It wouldn't be business as usual. It would be the unusual. That means that there's something that's taking place that you, as one of the ones that stepped over, has not seen yet. Something that God has already purposed for you. But we had to have a made up mind to step over, to cross over into it, into the new. A new beginning, a new thing. That was the thing that you and I had talked about. So you're right. Unusual. Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna give this, and I'm gonna be true to just giving what needs to be given, and then letting God do the rest. If you look at Acts chapter 3, if you've been listening to what the Spirit said through prayer with Brother Parks, with Mama, there are some things that were said that are important for receiving your healing. It goes beyond somebody praying for you. It also goes to the point of what is it that you're going to do. I heard Pastor Carmichael talking last week how he was riding into work and he was talking to his wife. Mama, you were there, and he said, he told her, "You got to do, you know what? We've been talking about this for way too long. We got to take care of this now." So there was a decision made in his mind that whatever it is that they've been talking about, grappling with, no more sitting back. They're going to go for it. And I'm going to tell you, that blessed me, because I just made a decision. My wife, we just made a decision, and we've been talking about something for several weeks now. Started it and then just said, "Oh, you know, we'll get around to it." I said, no. I put a deadline on that thing. Not just my own plan, but I put a deadline on this thing, because I'm not going to procrastinate anymore. I'm looking to receive my financial healing, just like I'm telling y'all. Because like I told another group of people, everybody has something that they need God to heal them from. If there's nothing in your life that you don't think you need God to heal you from, then you may be living in an arrogant mindset or having an arrogant spirit. So I'm going to just give this, and then we're going to close out for tonight. In Acts chapter 3, there was two apostles, two disciples, Peter and John. They were going to the temple at the ninth hour, I believe it says, which is 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That was the usual custom. And they were going into the temple. And as they were going into the temple, there was a man that was at the gate called Beautiful. And he was brought there every day, and he was begging people as they walked into the temple, let me say church. So every time people were walking into church, they was walking past somebody who had their hand out. They was looking for some help from the people who God had placed on this earth to be able to help people. But nevertheless, there was a whole bunch of people that was walking in church because they had to get their praise on. I'm talking about they couldn't stop to help somebody on their way to church. They had to go and get their own praise on so they can get their own things. And so there was two that was anointed, that had the courage enough to care, Brother Feaster, that decided to stop on their way in. So that meant they were going to be late for church. That meant they were going to be late for Bible study. That meant they were going to be late for Sunday school. That meant they were going to be late for the retreat. That meant they were going to be late for men's prayer. And they stopped. And as this man was asking for money, because that's what he did every day, they reached out their hand to him. He looked them in their eyes. They looked him in their eyes, in his eyes. And they said, "Silver and gold I have not. I don't have this thing that you're asking for, this thing that you think you need. But what I do have, I give it to you. I give it to you not expecting anything back from you. I give it to you not because I know that if I help get you to get you restored, that you can sow into this ministry. I don't do it for any pecuniary motives. I do it because God gave it to me, so therefore I have to give it to you." And the words that he spoke was, "In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." We've been talking about the only thing that you have to do, the first thing that you have to do, you always got to rise up. Whether it's spiritually, whether it's financially, whether it's emotionally. But you have to do something, because you can't do anything lying down. Every time Jesus healed, we see from the text that we have been using these last couple of weeks, it has been rise, it's been stand up. And after you rise and after you stand up, just like John and Peter said and told them to walk, the same thing Jesus did when he healed the man that was blind, when he healed the man in John chapter 5. So Christ wants us to rise up and stand up, not dealing with a bunch of foolishness on the Democrat and Republican side, dealing with politics and all that foolishness. No, rise up for the things of God. And then what happens is, the Bible is very, very clear. It says, "And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up." See, he didn't just say, I pray for your healing. He didn't just say, I pray for you to get some food tonight. He didn't say, I pray that you're not too cold out here, you who are living in an unsheltered community. But he took him by the right hand. So that means he had to touch the other person. And the Bible is clearly written where it says, "And immediately." You know, the same thing that Jesus did when in John chapter 5, the same thing that you see being played out by those who God had left behind to do the work. When Jesus said, "Greater works than these shall you do." Well, Jesus can heal one person at a time. The physical person of Jesus can heal one person at a time. But me, Brother Parks, and Mama, if we had that spirit in us, we can heal three people at one time. And as it says clearly, that immediately his hand, his feet, and his ankles received strength. Don't you know that when you reach out to help somebody, how much you are helping them to become stronger in their faith? Because sometimes the only thing people need is somebody to help them. The Bible is very clear that after Peter and John helped the man up, gave them something that they have, that God had given to them, then it says immediately, "And he began walking." But he didn't just walk. The Bible clearly says that he leaped up and walked and entered into the temple with them. And he just didn't walk in there sitting down to say, "Let me come in here someplace that I haven't been able to come because y'all didn't want me in here because of my condition." He goes in and he's walking and he's leaping and he's praising God. And I'll just read the last part of the verse. "And all the people saw him walking and praising God, and they knew that it was he that sat at the gate begging for alms, begging for money. And the Bible says that they were filled with wonder and they were filled with amazement at what had happened unto him. So I'm leaving us with this. When you reach your hand out to help somebody else, you don't know what God is going to do. You don't know how much of an impact that's going to be to the kingdom of God. You don't know how many people are going to be blessed by you just reaching out your hand to help. We have been talking about receiving your financial healing. I'm thankful to everybody. Again, I thank Pastor Carmichael in his absence. You know, he lives up in New Jersey, so there's been some weather challenges going on up there. We're grateful. We're blessed by what we have been allowed to do tonight and also on these other 4 weeks. And hopefully we are in a position or we have taken you into a position where now you can receive your financial healing. Don't stop there. Don't stop by just standing up because things look good. Don't stop there because now you've been strengthened a little bit. Take that thing and walk that thing out so that God can get the glory, because there's no healing that God is going to do unless he gets the glory.
That's good.
But the only way he's going to get the glory is if you testify on it. I was in the hospital yesterday. Wasn't a good place to be. Didn't want to be there. But I did what I had to do so that all those people, all five of those individuals, Dr. K, Dr. Patel, Lisa, the other three ladies, all of them had a hand in what God was trying to do within me. So who am I not to just share what God is doing so he can help you? Brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, we are done. I thank everybody for being with us during these 4 weeks. I pray that it has been a blessing to you. I know it has been, but I pray that you receive it as being a blessing to you. When we come back next week here on the VRF table, we are coming back, and we're going to be dealing with Black History. We're dealing with Black History Month in a very transformative way. We're going to be talking about what has been some of the things that has been going on in the history of Black people in this country. And we're going to be dealing with it from an economic point of view of where Black people in this country and how we can take some of the lessons from our history, those of us who are Black that are listening and participate with the PRF table, but taking some of the history, the Black history, and seeing what was done yesterday and how certain these principles and things can be actually applied today. We have an all-star lineup for the whole month. We think we have about 8 or 9 guests that's going to be with us. So it's going to be a very spiritual, uplifting, and dynamic time. Join us next week here at the PRF table, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We love y'all. God bless y'all. We're done for tonight. We're just going to take it out with Kirk Franklin and let him talk to you a little bit about love. Love somebody. See you next week. God bless. Here's an extra special bonus. If you are still listening to the PRF table, my wife just comes in and she comes and shares a letter that she received in the mail today. And this is what it says. We are pleased to inform you that the results of your recent mammogram on January 29th are normal/benign. In parentheses, it says not cancer. My brothers and my sisters, if you don't believe God is in the healing business, how much more evidence does he need to show you? Receive your financial healing. God bless you. Have a good night.